When Dusasana caught hair and clothing of Draupadi in Kaurava assembly, Draupadi, having no one else to protect her, cried out, Govind Damodar Madhava. O Krishna, O Vishnu, O Keshava, O slayer of the demons like Madhu, Kaitava and Mura, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O you who are merciful upon the devotees, the Lord of the Three Worlds, O Govinda, Damodar, Madhava, please deliver me. A young gopi was so absorbed in remembering the lotus feet of Krishna that while selling milk product, she called out, Govind Damodar Madhava, instead of calling, take the milk. A lotus-eyed girl instructed her crimson-beaked parrot to utter Govind Damodar Madhava while it sat on her hand. In every house here and there, cowherd girls are absorbed in making household parrots recite the names Govind Damodar Madhava in the bird's own jumbled accent. Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram, was playing mischievously. One cowherd lady, taking handful of butter, called over, O Govind Damodar Madhava, O swan-like tongue of mine, playing around the lotus of my mouth, which has been beautified by presence of eloquent, ornamental, and delightful syllables, as your foremost pleasure, chant the names Govind Damodar Madhava. Mother Yashoda, merged in bliss while breastfeeding her baby, who is none other than the Lord of Lakshmi, addressed him as Govind Damodar Madhava. In Braja, Krishna was playing with his cowherd friends. With great love, Mother Yashoda called out, O Govind Damodar Madhava. Tied firmly to the grinding mortar with ropes by Mother Yashoda, the butter thief, who is known as Govind Damodar Madhava, cried softly, seeing a freshly churned lump of butter disappear in the house, a suspicious Mother Yashoda spoke, Hey Murari, hey Govinda Damodar Madhava, tell me the truth. Krishna was absorbed in play without having eaten or bathed. Overwhelmed with affection, Mother Yashoda, whose only concern was her son's welfare, called out, O Govind Damodar Madhava. Great sages like Narada, who have surrendered themselves completely to the Lord, who resides in his own transcendental abode, always chant the names Govind Damodar Madhava and thus attain spiritual forms similar to his. After awakening at dawn and completing their ritualistic ceremonies with Vedic chants, best of the learned Brahmanas loudly chant Govind Damodar Madhava. In Vrindavan, seeing Srimati Radharani overwhelmed with separation from Govinda, groups of gopas and gopis sang with tears in their eyes Govind Damodar Madhava. The cows, having already gone out to graze early in the morning, Mother Yashoda gently woke up her sleeping son with the palm of her hand, softly saying, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. with long matted hair of coral color and bodies purified by eating only leaves, water and air, the sages sit beneath the trees and chant Govind Damodar Madhava. The ladies of Raja, who were so attracted to Krishna, felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. They forgot all worldly shame and loudly cried out, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. The lotus-eyed lord was tying the sikha of a cowherd boy to the tail of a calf when his mother caught him, lifted up his chin and said, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. When Lord Murari jumped from the Kadamba branch into the water to chastise the Kaliya serpent, all the gopis and cowherd boys went there and cried out, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. When both sons of Vasudeva had been taken out of Vrindavan by the messenger of Kamsa, Yashoda sobbed within the house, wailing, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Hearing how the son of Yashoda, who was a mere child, was wrapped within the coils of Kaliya serpent at the lake, the cowherd boys cried, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava, and hurried down the path. Seeing the lord of the Yadus proceeding towards Mathura, seated on Akrura's chariot, cowherd boys, upon realizing their impending separation, called out, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Being prevented by elders from going to Krishna, the gopi lamented in the house, O Lord of the universe, O Govinda, Damodar, Madhava, please save me by granting your presence. Thinking Krishna to be present in the groves of Vrindavan, a gopi fled into the forest at the dead of night. Not finding Krishna there, she fearfully cried, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Even the ordinary mortals situated amidst the comforts of home attain shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord by uttering Vishnu's names, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. O my tongue, you are fond of nectar and you are of discriminating taste. For your ultimate welfare, I plead you to recite these nectarian syllables, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. As proclaimed by the knowers of Vedas, ultimate cure for threefold miseries of material existence is chanting of the holy names, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. Seeing Lord Ramachandra, along with Lakshman and Sita, leave for forest on father's order, Mother Kaushalya cried, O Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. Left alone in the eerie wilderness of Dandaka forest, and being carried off by the demon Ravana, Sita helplessly cried, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Separated from Lord Rama, Mother Sita thought of the Lord within the core of her heart and cried, O Lord of Raghu dynasty, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava, please protect me. O Lord Vishnu, be gracious. O Lord of the Raghu clan, cause of the happiness and distress of the gods and demons alike. O Govind, O Damodar, Madhava. Thus Sita cried pitiably while being carried away over the ocean. Caught by the leg and pulled into the deep waters by the crocodile, elephant Gajendra, his friends all harassed and frightened away, called out incessantly, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Along with priest Sankhayuta, King Hansadvaja saw his son Sudhanva falling into a cauldron, but the boy was chanting Hari's transcendental names, O Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. Accepting Durvasa Muni's request to feed 10,000 disciples, without means to do so, Draupadi called out to the Lord within herself, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Lord known as Govinda, Damodar, Madhava is always meditated upon by the yogis as unknowable. He is the desire tree that fulfills all that is desirable. Such a bluish complexion, Lord, attractive as a kasturika, clears away the distress of surrendered souls. I have fallen into the deep dark well of material existence, which is illusory and blinded by ignorance. I am burning in the fire of sense objects. O my Lord, O Vishnu, O Govinda, O Damodar, Madhava, please uplift me by lending support of your lotus hands. O my tongue, I beg only one favor from you, that when I meet the bearer of the rod of chastisement, Yamaraj, you utter this nectarian phrase with intense devotion, Govind, Damodar, Madhava. My dear tongue, O knower of rasa, for release from the hellish conditions of material existence, just chant the charming mantra of Lord's holy names, Govind, Damodar, Madhava. It is the easiest and most sublime process, followed by such great authorities as Vyasa. At all the times and in all the places, you should recite loudly the holy names, O Gopala, Vamsidhara, O my Lord, Ocean of Beauty and Lord of Creation, O Narayana, O Friend of the Poor, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Dear tongue, always worship beautiful enchanting names of Krishna, like Govind, Damodar and Madhava, which destroy all the obstacles on the path of devotees. O Govind, Govind, Hari Murari. O Govind, Govind, Mukund Krishna. O Govind, Govind, O carrier of the chariot wheel. O Govind, O Damodar, O Madhava. Holy name of the Lord is the essence and the only object worth glorifying in all the conditions of life, namely happiness, distress, and ultimately death. Being forced to accept the command of Dushasan, Draupadi, like a frightened doe, entered the Kaurava assembly and within her mind cried out to the Lord, O Govinda, O Damodara, O Madhava. O tongue, relish only the nectar of Krishna's names, like Radhavara, Gokulesha, Gopala, Govardhan Natha, Vishnu, Govind, Damodar, Madhava. Srinath Visveshwara Vishwamurti, Sri Devaki Nandana, enemy of the demons, Govind, Damodar, Madhava, O my tongue, just drink this nectar of divine syllables. Lord of the Gopis, enemy of Kamsa, Mukunda, husband of Lakshmi Devi, Keshava, son of Vasudeva, Govind, Damodar, Madhava, O my tongue, just drink this nectar of holy names. O Lord of my life, maintainer of the universe, foe of Kethaba, Vaikuntha Narayana, wielder of Sudarshan Chakra, Govind, Damodar, Madhava, O my tongue, just drink this nectar. O Lord Hari, enemy of Mura, Madhusudana, Sri Rama, dearmost of Sita, enemy of Ravana, Govind, Damodar, Madhava, O tongue, just drink this nectar. O best of the Yadus, O bearer of Govardhana Hill, lotus-eyed Lord, expert in giving pleasure to the cows, gopas and gopis, Govind, Damodar, Madhava, O tongue, kindly drink this nectar only. O enemy of Putana, Bakasura, Aghasura and Dhenuka, O Lord, who expertly annihilated Keshi and Trinavrata, O tongue, just drink this nectar of his transcendental names. O Ramachandra, O life and soul of Goddess Sita, enemy of the night-roving demons, O elder brother of Bharata, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava, my dear tongue, just drink this nectar of Krishna's sweet names. O Lord Narayana, Ananta, Hari, Narsimha, remover of the afflictions of Prahlada, O merciful Lord, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava, dear tongue of mine, simply drink this nectar. O Govinda, O Damodara, O Madhava, although all people can address the Lord, still they remain silent. Just see how eager they are for their own peril. My dear tongue, please drink this nectar of holy names.